Hey, welcome to another episode of Health is Success podcast. This is Justin Bowers. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about four exercises that you can do for the rest of your life. You can give up everything else you've been doing and just stick to these four things. And it'll keep you fit. It'll keep you strong. It'll keep your cardio, your lung health, brain health, all those things. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who say, well, what about this exercise and what about this exercise? But I'm just picking four things. Could I add five? Could I add six? Could I add seven? Could I add eight exercises? Yeah, I sure can. I could also just talk about three, but I'm just going to give you four today. Anyways, a lot of people ask me on social media, what exercises do you do? How do you keep your physique? And I usually tell them two things. One is be consistent, either working out at home, working out at the gym. And then the other one is one or two of the four exercises that you can start doing. So I'm over here in California and the gyms are closed, sadly, but we do have beautiful outdoors. Everyone moves to California usually for the weather. And if you're complaining that the gyms are closed because you can't work out inside of a box and you can't work out outside, then I think something's wrong. I'm sure you can find, there are parks that have exercise equipment. Some of them are open, some of them are closed. Just check on your Google Maps and see if you can find a park that has maybe a recreational center, or maybe it's time you purchase some equipment for your own house, for your own outdoors, or if you live out of your car, even for your car. Anyways, so here are some things that I really like to do for working out. Some of the tips I need to do more of, and others I can probably do less. But these things, if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to get strong, if you're looking to build some cardio, keep you toned, and just overall strong from head to toe. So the first exercise is the simple push-up. Push-ups, they've been around forever. If you look at military training, they're doing push-ups. In martial arts, they do push-ups. When you're at elementary school and you were in PE, you did push-ups. Push-ups are easy. You don't need anything. You just need a flat surface. And if you want a rough surface or an inclined surface or a declined surface, that's just adding more variations to the basic push-up. You can do the classic shoulder width. You can go wider. You can move it in really close. You can move up. You can move down. There's so many different variations that I like to do. I like to change it up from time to time. Sometimes I'll do it with a maybe a step. So like if I'm on the floor and there's a step in front of me, I'll use the step as the incline. And then I'll flip around and use a step to put my toes. And then I'll use the flat ground to put my hands. So that works a different part of your muscles. And push-ups just really help to build a strong upper body. Helps with our core, especially our abs, right? People always want abs. And you don't have to always do sit-ups to get good looking abs. It also has to do with other things, and push-ups is one of them that's going to really help to pull in those abdominal muscles and really help with your core. It also will start to form your shoulders, and it even aids in building those back muscles as well. Think of like that muscle that moves up and down in your back when you're doing a push-up. So push-ups are great. I usually do 4 sets of 25, about 100 a day. If you can't do 100 push-ups, that's fine. You know, start somewhere and work your way up. My new thing is now switching. Instead of 25, I'm doing 30, and I found that when I do 30, yeah, it's only 5 more, right? It's only 5 more reps, but after 3 sets of 25, I'm at 75. After 3 sets of 30, I'm at 90. So I'm getting closer and closer to my goal of 100, but I'm also pushing my body just a little bit more. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger once said that what makes the difference between a champion and not a champion is that 10th, 11th, 12th rep, where most people might stop at 8, 9, or 10, pushing yourself that 1, 2, 3, maybe 13 reps is what makes a champion, right? So me doing the 30, even though it's only 5 more push-ups, is going to make me stronger. It's going to make me better, right? I'm not competing for anything other than trying to make myself better every day through every workout. The next workout I like to do is pull-ups. Pull-ups can be tricky because not everyone has a pull-up bar, so you have to get creative. So if you do have a pull-up bar at your local gym, if you're not working out indoors right now, then some parks do have pull-up bars. You could even go to the kids area and do pull-up bars on the monkey bars. You can find things that look like pull-up bars. Make sure you do a test to make sure it can hold you before you jump up there and do pull-ups. But there's a lot of ways to do pull-ups. You just got to look around and be creative. I remember watching, maybe it was a YouTube video, and it was this, I think he's a pro baseball player, I forgot his name, or pro football player, but he makes about $1 million a year with his contract, and he sleeps in his VW van, and which is awesome, right? Who doesn't want a VW van, bus, van, whatever you want to call it? I definitely would love to have one day. And what he does is he does pull-ups at Walmart on those where the shopping carts go. I guess like at the tip, if you look at where the shopping carts get pushed into, you can grab it and do some pull-ups there. And that's what he does for his workout when the gym is closed at the facility that he's signed to. So pull-ups are great. Same thing with push-ups. They really help to build that upper body strength. It's going to support your triceps, depending on how you do your pull-ups. If you do it with your hands facing out, it's going to work different muscles. If you do your hands facing in, it's going to work different muscles, whether it's your biceps or your pecs, your chest. You can go wide. I love push-ups and pull-ups just because you can do so many different variations. You can reverse your hands. You can have one hand going forward, the other hand going facing you, and you can just really get creative with it. It also helps to build the lower back strength and also helps with the core again. Something else that's important is your core. A nice thing about pull-ups is that you can just hang there. And some people say if you hang, you're stretching out your muscles, you're stretching out your spine, and you're allowing the body to kind of realign itself. So then some people will say, oh, you can add an extra inch to your body if you just hang on a pull-up bar daily. So for those people who want to grow a little bit. And it also helps with your grip if you're doing the hanging exercise. And what are we on? We got push-ups, we have pull-ups. Okay, the third thing is the jump rope. So if you look at boxers, they're super fit. They're definitely, most of them, for the most part, are pretty ripped up and just shredded and lean. And a lot of them do jump ropes. I remember I met a trainer, boxing trainer. He would come into the health food store that I worked at, and I'd help him out with his supplements and vitamins and things like that. And in return, he helped me with how to train, right? How to train like a boxer, and he was teaching me different exercises. And one of the exercises, of course, is jump rope. And just like push-ups, pull-ups, there's variations to jump ropes. Jump ropes are great. They really help you with your hand and eye coordination. I feel like they get you like almost at an anti-gravity moment where you're jumping up in the air, similar to a trampoline. You're gonna burn so many calories doing jump ropes. So if you're worried about your weight and you want to lose some weight, you can definitely burn a lot of calories. And anytime you're burning calories, you're really helping out your heart health. And jumping up and down, you're going to strengthen the bone density in the process. So you can find a pretty cheap jump rope, probably on Amazon, where everyone shops, but I'm sure at the 99-cent store or your Target or Walmart. They're not sponsoring this podcast, but I'm sure you can get one under $10, and a $10 investment in your health is not a bad investment at all, for that at least. And lastly, the thing I love to do, but I don't do enough of it, and that's running. And this can be long distance running. So if you want to run a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, maybe that's not really long distance, but for me it is. So if you want to run long like that, or you want to do sprints, running is amazing. Just like jump roping, you're going to lose some weight if that's what you're into. It's really just going to, regardless if you want to lose weight, it's going to help you maintain a healthy weight. It's also going to strengthen those muscles. It helps with your cardiovascular fitness. So once again, just like jump roping, really helps with your heart strength. And just like jump roping, it's going to help you build strong bones. And it's just, you know, it's just so good to know that at any moment you can just get up and go running. I always think, well, what if we lived in the wild? Would we be running more from panthers and tigers and lions? Maybe. I don't know. But we definitely don't do enough of it. And for me, being a skateboarder, that's where most of my cardio comes from, or it used to come from, is from skateboarding. After being on a board for so long, you don't even want to run. You just want to push a few times on a skateboard and just go cruise. But those are my four things that you can start doing, your exercises. If you have problems like your knees hurt, things like that, you have hurt ankles and you can't do a jump rope, maybe look at getting a trampoline. They're amazing. I just rented out an Airbnb in Las Vegas, a group of friends, and in the backyard, to my surprise, was a small trampoline. And that was the first thing I did in the morning. It was like I woke up, went outside, took my shirt off, absorb all the sunlight, the rich sunlight out there in Las Vegas, and just started jumping on the trampoline. And you feel all the cells come to life in your body. And if you can't do the jump rope, maybe it's too much stress on your ankles or knees, get a trampoline. it's super, feels really good on the, at least it felt really good on my knees and ankles, might be an option for you. If running, the same thing, if it hurts to run, because you have a joint, like your knees or ankles, maybe run on soft surfaces like grass, like thick grass, and make sure you have good shoes. And you don't need to run like you're running a race, you know, just something light and easy. You don't want to overdo it if you're not ready for it. And push-ups can be modified. You can go online and check out how to modify my push-up. I know you can start on your knees and then go to the normal standard position. But if you could only do a few, don't just get discouraged. You're really just learning a new skill. Your body's learning a new skill. Whether it's a pull-up, you might do one today, and in 3 days from now, you might do five. So don't give up. Your body's just saying, okay, well, now we got to start working on this area, knitting the muscle, building the muscle. And it also has to do with muscle memory, right? Our brains, you know, if you've never done a pull-up, now you're all of a sudden pulling upward. Now your body's like, okay, now we have to readjust things and change, right? I always go back to the whole thing about adaptogens and adapting and adjusting and changing. And when we start to introduce new things into our life, our body will slowly start to morph, right? If you look at, this is kind of off tangent, but if you look at wrestlers, all wrestlers kind of have that same body structure. They're usually a little bit short, they're muscular, they're going to have worn ears. If their ears are, if they're not wearing their protection over their ear, they're going to have some type of wear and tear on their ear, and their ear will start to build up a defense, and you can see it gets hard. If you're a basketball player, obviously, I mean, there are short basketball players, yeah, and I'm sure that the NBA chooses only the tall dudes and ladies, the women's NBA, but you most of the people who play basketball are tall. Runners have a certain look. Swimmers have a certain look. All these different sports, and you're pushing yourself in a certain way, is going to morph you, right? So don't get discouraged. If you can't do, can't do a lot, don't worry. You got a lifetime. Am I going to say be lazy? No, you definitely want to push yourself and try harder each day. But these four exercises are proven to help people get back in shape. They're proven to keep you strong mentally, physically. They're proven to help you shed some pounds. And they're hard to say, oh, these exercises aren't good for you. Anyways, if you haven't already, please like and follow this podcast. I'd love for you to go check out my Instagram. I'm on Instagram at freeeasywander. I do consultations where I show you how to take herbs, when to take herbs, what herbs to take, and I get you on customized programs. That's because if I just told you what to take, half of the time people don't take it. They don't know when to take it. Anyways, I make it easy for you. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. I'm going to be pulling out some more content within the next few days. Take care, everyone. Bye. Until next time.